You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
It was devastating for me. I really almost lost it in terms of my own spirit. For 2 years or more by then, we had been talking and there was dialogue and we started the negotiations. And then suddenly this, the calling off of the talks unilaterally by the ANC. And it was a devastating moment. And the next moment, 10 minutes later, my phone was ringing, landline as it was at that stage still. And it was Cyril's voice on the other side. And my first reaction out of excitement to hear his voice was to say, what the hell are you doing? Meaning, why did you call off the negotiations without telling me? And his reaction then was, when can we talk? And I realized that that was reaching out to me to say, it's not all lost. He probably made the call at the instruction of President Mandela. And I phoned immediately FW and he said, yes, go ahead. The next day we started talking.
And how big a group was it then?
It was a small group. It was on my side, Neil Barnard and Fanny van der Merwe with me. And on the ANC side, it was Cyril Macmorosh, Penwell Maduna and Mathews Poza.
And how would you describe the spirit of the negotiations?
The 3 months that lied ahead from June to September was really tough. It was in that period that this idea of a channel came about, as it was called. In other words, the channel between Cyril and myself with our small teams. And it was tough. In the beginning, we had to repair the damage that was caused over the preceding months, the Boipatong incident and so forth. All of that had to be recovered. And fortunately, we succeeded in keeping a willingness going. The intent was that we had to find the answers because we couldn't go back to where it all started more than 2 years before.
And that was Rolf Meyer, who was at that time National Party Cabinet Minister and Chief Negotiator at the time when the Boipatong massacre took place. And he was in conversation there with my colleague, Anita Fisser. So please stay tuned to SABC News current affairs programs throughout this week. We'll be highlighting some of the people and some of the events that laid the groundwork for democratic South Africa. And don't forget, you can also catch Democracy 30 on SABC News Channel every Sunday.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.